and welcome to the Doula Doula podcast with me, Leanne from Birthhood and Meg from Birth Evolution. We are both birth and postnatal doulas with over 12 years experience supporting people through pregnancy, birth and the postnatal period.
In this podcast, we'll be taking a deep dive into birth in a relaxed and informal space, bringing you knowledge, experience and tips in a way that supports you, whether you are pregnant, working in the birth world or just a birth nerd like us.
We'll be leaving no stone unturned with our unfiltered approach to conversation about birth and can't wait for you to join us.
All opinions are, of course, our own, and our experiences and discussions in no way constitute medical advice. Let's doula this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Doula Doula podcast episode, which today is all around mindset. So welcome and thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to be looking at how your mindset can be brought to an experience. Obviously, we're going to focus on birth and how it can influence your birth experience. But I think it's worth, Leanne, I'm sure you'd agree, talking about the fact that our mindset definitely influenced the release and launch, or delayed release and launch, of this podcast, because we've been talking about it for ages, right?
100%. It's that, it's the fear, isn't it? It's the what ifs. It's the what happens if this goes like wrong? What happens if no one listens? It's the It is absolutely fear. And then we've just had to just release that and come forward. And I think that's probably why it's a really good place to start with kind of like how mindset impacts your body and impacts your birth, because it's powerful, really powerful.
100%. And it can overwhelm you, right? Like, we have had to kind of re-engage and keep saying, right, come on, let's get on with this. You're never going to be 100%, no niggles, ready for anything, because fear and niggles and worries are totally natural and actually have quite a lot of benefit in some cases. So we just had to keep kicking each other up the butt, didn't we, and saying, come on, we are excited, we're ready, we've got so much to give, we know we can do this, let's go for it. And that's so comparable to birth. So what I think would be really cool is, could you explain a little bit about that, how the fear mindset can be a problem, but perhaps by touching on how we're just a mammal, we're just animals, we're just female of the species, and how does that mindset affect a mammal's ability to birth?
It's all hormones, baby. So as we are mammals, we all birth in the same way. And that means our hormones need to be optimal. So things like being unobserved, dark, quiet, safe, that's how we like to birth. And unfortunately for us as humans, evolution of the species, as well as kind of healthcare, has meant that we don't always birth in the way that our bodies are innately made to birth. And therefore, our mindset has become so drawn into kind of medical side and fear-based practice that we can't just focus on our subconscious part of our mindset. And we have two parts of our brain, our subconscious and our conscious. That's really simplified version, but that is what we need to know. And our conscious brain is the part that is kind of tells us what's going on. It keeps us alert and it keeps us focused and understands things and so on. However, our subconscious brain is actually who we are as a person. The thing is, we've all learned things over the years, and that might not be true. It's stuff that we've heard or listened to, or stories or whatever that is, that has then become stored in our brain. And that's what then takes us into whatever mindset that we're going to do. And then that is what creates our body to respond in a way that can impact birth positively or negatively.
Yes, the influence is really key, right? The cat, the giraffe, hippo, whatever, they are not existing in a society like ours, which is so overly analytical, judgmental, critical. There's media that, you know, our society is so toxic in terms of influencing our mindset in a negative way around all areas of life. But if you ask, and we've both had this in both in birthing courses, but as doulas with our clients when we're doing our natal sessions, and we're saying to them, are you fearful of birth? All right, you're really anxious about birth. Why? especially when it's a first time parent, where has that come from? And the answer that you get time and time again is either stories or TV.
Yep.
Like the top two. So people who've never given birth before, you know, you have a cat, they've never given birth before, they're not fearing it, they're not questioning it. Whereas as a human, we've never given birth before, we are already believing a whole spectrum of different things that we've never ever experienced directly ourselves.
And the thing is, if you take that cat that's never given birth before and you take that human that's never given birth before, the human will often say as well, it's the fear of the unknown. But it's not the fear of the unknown really, is it? Because the cat's got that unknown, but it gives in to its kind of mammalian instincts. Whereas us as humans, we are so, yeah, like I say, surrounded by so much influence that it's not the unknown. It's the known that's become a narrative that's not actually your known. It's
100%.
Someone else's known. And it's... We can't birth in that mindset. We can't. That fear, yes, we're always going to have a little bit, but that fear is going to completely take over. And if you can unpick where that fear is coming from, like I said, it's movies, it's TV, it's the media, and that is not your truth either. So you're scared of something that's not your truth.
And I guess that's a big part of it, is because I could easily say to you, and I've heard people say this to me, but this happened to my friend. Yeah, this isn't, these things that people are seeing, these stories people are hearing, are not necessarily always, sometimes they are, aka friends, but these are real stories. These are true factual experiences that then are more difficult to say, that won't happen to me, because that stuff happens, right? So it's trying to step aside from, that does really happen sometimes, but let's give a different perspective on it, that it's not my story, not my pregnancy. And actually learning and educating, because we're also going to come to some tips later, but building a knowledge about birth enough to understand why that story happened and how you can take steps to reduce the chances of that story happening to you.
And I think that's it. And I think part of it is there is that fear of the unknown. So one way, I know we're going to do the tips later, but education, if there's no point going, I'm scared of what's going to happen, but if you don't know if you can then learn what's going to happen, you can help, like you said, reframe things. And I think that the mindset of whatever's going to happen happens kind of thing doesn't change that fear mindset. It just puts you in more of a in fear, but also kind of like a freeze mindset where it you're going to panic anyway. You're going to panic because you're scared, and panic because you whatever happens happens. But that doesn't, yeah.
And a lot of people's fear is driven by a lack of control or a fear of losing control.
Yeah.
And so ultimately trying to gain, where our brains are overactive and overanalyzing anyway. If you go back to that cat, the cat doesn't have any concept of wanting to be in control, because they've not got an idea of being out of control, because it just that concept isn't there. Whereas because we have so much overthinking going on, we therefore need to try and feel in control to combat that. Okay, what I think will be really good to help people understand is, how literally can a particular mindset affect their body? So how, you know, surely that I guess that, yeah, but I am thinking that, but surely if my body's designed to do this, then won't it just do it? How, yeah, won't it do it anyway? So what effect does me having real fear of birth, deep-seated beliefs that birth is dangerous, or that I'm, you know, really scared, those anxieties, how does that actually affect my body when I'm going to go into labor?
I think, and again, it does come back to kind of biology. It comes back to physiology. So as we were talking about earlier, in terms of that kind of subconscious versus conscious mind, we have our autonomic nervous system, and it is what dictates how we respond and how our bodies respond. So right now we're quite chilled. We're in a calm state. So we're in our parasympathetic nervous system, a bit of a tongue twister. And so that means our body is working optimally in terms of our hormone release. So we're releasing all our positive hormones like serotonin, oxytocin, etc. And this is the mindset and the physiological state we should be in, ideally, for birth. However, the other side of that is our sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight. It's what makes us either, yeah, put our cuffs up, freeze, or get the hell out of there. And that brings on physiological responses that our body kind of acts on. So it's like when you have a nightmare, you're asleep, your subconscious mind is creating this story. This story could be really scary, make you wake up like in absolute fear, sweating, heart racing, feeling sick, all of those sorts of feelings. And it's your brain that's done that to you, because there's nothing external kind of making that happen. It's your brain that's created that. So if you think about in you're awake and you're in a labor environment, you are potentially in a hospital environment where you're naturally going to be a bit more scared, and you've got these things in your head about my friend had this and that friend, or look, there's the monitor there, or look, there's the table for resuscitation, all those things that are going to kind of come out, it will likely put you in a state of stress. So you're releasing adrenaline and cortisol, and these hormones basically stop your body from working optimally, because our uterus is a muscle and our muscle responds to hormones.
What I find really fascinating and actually quite impressive is our bodies are bloody brilliant, that our body is designed to keep us and our new baby, unborn baby, safe. That effectively, if there's something dangerous that's going to be a threat to our baby, why would we drop a newborn baby into that environment? You know, if you've got a leopard coming over the horizon, your uterus is going to stop trying to get that baby out of your body, stop everything and let you get the hell out of there to keep everybody safe. Like, it's the most perfect process of keeping everybody alive. It's your body working really well. But birth is not a leopard attacking you. A consultant is not somebody with a gun to your head. You know, it's, we are, that's where our brains kick into play, our modern, highly advanced, highly intelligent, yada, 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 but massively problematic brains. We think we're in danger, and it doesn't have to be something that's threatening our life. If we perceive it to be fearful, there may as well be a leopard running at us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where understanding that makes such a difference to how then you approach kind of your birth, because if you realize actually in the evolutionary adaptation of us as a mammal, we have got that, but we don't have the same things that are going to impact our body's response. So it's annoying, I suppose, in some sense we still have that.
I find that definitely, because when people have massive fear responses during birth. Say, for example, if the language shifts in a birth room, or a doctor comes in with a concern, or there's something that's triggering from a previous birth experience where that thing isn't threatening your life, that there isn't an animal going to attack you, but it doesn't matter. You might desperately want to give birth to your baby and be ready to give birth to your baby and desperately wish that you could just carry on your labor, but your body is so clever. And if you don't feel safe, it ain't going to happen.
No, your body's like, nope.
No, because your body's brilliant. Yep. But that doesn't really help, because in labor, so if we think about that body shutdown, that fight or flight, in the most simplest terms, we think about fighting the attacker or running away from the attacker or freezing. But in labor, that creates really specific symptoms or characteristics, doesn't it? So one being that your heart rate actually increases to do something amazing. I find this incredibly fascinating, that your heart rate increases so that it can divert your blood supply to different parts of your body. So at the moment when you're in that chill state, your heart is pumping blood everywhere that needs it. So your digestive system, your liver, your kidneys, your brain, you're everywhere, that's the stuff going on in the background. But if you're in a high stress threat situation, you don't need to digest your food. You don't need to be processing urine. You need to be surviving. So that oxygenated blood gets shifted to your brain, to your feet and your legs, so you can get out of the way, to your hands, your basically your extremities, so you can fight your way out and survive. And the place that is not necessary in that moment is your uterus, because in that moment, that is not a process that has to happen right now. And actually, arguably, it shouldn't happen right now, because it's not in a position to birth a baby. So oxygenated blood supply that's so desperately needed by your uterine muscles is less available, and then becomes less available to your placenta and your baby as well. And so we have then your uterus trying to do something really powerful with less oxygen available. It becomes labored, no pun intended, becomes less comfortable, and potentially just stops completely.
Yeah. And it's
something else. What else happens, Leanne?
Going into shutdown mode. Yeah, you go into shutdown mode. And if you are scared, your muscles just tense up. And if they're tense, and like I said, your uterus is also a muscle, so that tenses up. So then you've got this baby in there that's now being pressured by a tense muscle. Like you said, you are going to feel that more, so you become less comfortable. I don't know about you, but if I can cut my finger and it not really hurt until I see it, then I'm like, oh, that hurts. But it's because I tense up. Because I tense up, that hurts. And then I get scared because I'm tense. And then it becomes this like real cycle. And that's exactly what happens when you're in labor, because if something, like you said, we've both seen it, consultants come in, they're there to do a job, keep you safe, 100% understand that. But actually, the language they use, the timing, their understanding of that person as a whole is not there most of the time. So they say something like, oh, baby's not quite coping particularly well. We need to do something now. It's not really worded like that, but let's for our sake, pretend it is. You hear that, your body goes into, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Your brain starts to panic, your muscles tense. You've got the fear. You feel everything twice as much because your muscles are now really tense. As you said, your blood gets diverted away from your uterus, so that becomes dehydrated, that becomes less efficient, and we've got this, like you say, that stall slash stop of that labor. And we're trying
this to get probably the point where somebody says to you, if your baby's not coming within the next half an hour, we are going to do this. So it's the pressure is, we need baby here now, but created in a way that's going to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's making your mind go, hold on a minute, I've got to do this, but it's not working. So what's going to make it work? Nothing. I don't know how to do this. I can't switch off. It hurts so much. Do what you can.
What you're saying about the conscious and subconscious brain and mind, your conscious mind is that clear of thinking, right, I want to do this right now. I need this baby to come now. I want to do what this consultant is telling me to do. But it doesn't matter, because it's not that part of your brain that's dictating your body's function. It's that deep belief, which you've just believed that something is wrong.
Yep.
And that, so sometimes this mindset, it's about what's coming with you through pregnancy.
Yes.
But your mindset, even with the most honed, trained, practiced mindset, where you're genuinely have really prepared yourself for birth, a small shift from language or a suggestion from a healthcare practitioner, or it could be something to do with a journey or something changing in your environment. If that mindset gets amended into a more negative mindset, then that impact can still come in. Yep. So it's about having a toolkit where you can use that to prepare yourself in advance, but also remedy a situation if you're finding yourself going back into a fear mindset.
Yeah. And that's it. So, as you said, it is your subconscious mind is one that takes over your body in that state. So it's irrelevant what you know at that time if you can't control that subconscious mindset.
And that's where it's the team around you supporting you as well.
Yeah.
So I was at a birth 6 days ago, six days ago, where I could see tension in her, and I just automatically said on repeat, you're safe. Because you can see in someone's eyes, their eyes become wider, and it's just that clear communication of, I'm not sure what's going on right now. This is overwhelming. And I just looked at her and said, you're safe. And she just, it was an incredible moment. She just looked at me and went, am I? And it was like that last little question from her of just, right, I'm just checking, am I definitely safe? Are you sure? And once she had that affirmation of, you're all good, go. Do what you need to do. Her body then kind of visibly just sunk back into it.
Big breath.
Yeah, and it's, but in that moment, if she was questioning, and she was clearly questioning her safety, that's enough for her to tell her own stories, like you said, about that nightmare, create stories with, like, well, if I'm not safe, what if, what if, what if? And that spiral is huge.
Yep. It's massive. And but birth partners can, at times I've been at a birth and gone, literally had to look at the birth partner and say, they are safe, this is normal, because they have the same response as well. And then their impact on their partner can be huge. So it's not just telling the birther that they're safe, it is telling the whole birthing unit that they're safe and reminding them that things are normal. And it's I think that's one of the hidden talents of a doula, I guess, isn't it? Because you've got the knowledge of birth, but you've got the knowledge of the parents as well. So
okay, so doulas bring a lot of stuff to birth. We bring a toolkit, yep, literally in a bag, but also just stuff in ourselves. Let's kind of tie this up with that toolkit. So when it comes to helping get a positive mindset in advance, so in pregnancy as you're preparing for birth, but then also potentially as tools to use during birth, what would you say are the really key things that people need to try and utilize or have or do to really build that mindset? What are kind of the top things that those people should do?
I think the first thing would be something like, not would be knowledge. It would be gaining the knowledge of that birth process, understanding normal physiology of birth. So what actually happens with the uterine muscles? What happens to your cervix? It doesn't just dilate, like understanding all of those concepts, because then you can rationalize conversation that might happen to you in that birth space with the knowledge that you have. Yes, it's your conscious mind coming into play, but if you can rationalize what's being said to you, and then you can use kind of your other tools to get your subconscious mind kind of like back calm. So knowledge for me is so important. Going into that birth space armed with information about what is about to happen, nothing trumps that in terms of, of being led down a path that could create more fear, if that makes sense.
Like, does somebody get that? It's so easy for us, isn't it? We are doulas. We've been in the birth world for years. This is all our norm. We know in a heartbeat where to go for particular information. So if somebody's listening to this thinking, well, I'd really like to know more, where do I even start? What can someone do to get that?
Google, but not the Google they're probably thinking about. So don't type in what happens in birth into Google, because that's not going to bring out
That's a different mindset, isn't it? That's going to get a whole different mindset.
Yeah, a completely different mindset. So obviously both of us are hypnobirthing teachers. So I can't recommend attending a hypnobirthing. I know that sounds so biased, but you find a really decent antenatal hypnobirthing teacher who can prepare you with all the knowledge, but also the tools and the mindset to shift you and get ready for that birth. That's your top deal, isn't it, really? That's the cusp of it. It's knowledge, but also somebody who you can go to for support throughout and have a toolkit of resources, of skills that you can go, right, this is what's going to help me in my mindset in birth. And it's everything from learning your breathing technique so you can regulate your nervous system, so you can regulate your breathing rate, your heart rate. It's that needs to happen. And when people kind of think hypnobirthing is just breathing, it really isn't. But like, breathing impacts so much of your body, and if you can learn to regulate that, that's huge. Couple that with reframing your brain. So your affirmations, like you just said, I am safe, kind of having affirmations that remind you. They can't just be wishful thinking. That's why you need to tie it in with knowledge. You know you're safe because you've got the knowledge of birth, but you've got affirmations that can change your mindset. So there's loads that I use when I'm with clients in birth. You are safe is usually well up there. And also just things like, it ties the breathing. I often say, breathe it away, because it reminds them to slow it down. It reminds them that each breath is getting them closer to the end of that contraction, that wave. So those affirmations are amazing. I know I had my favorites when I was pregnant.
Unique as well, aren't they? Yeah, I think one really powerful one that I use a lot, or variations of it, antenatally, is I focus on what I can control and I let go of what I can't. Because let's be really honest, having a positive mindset does not mean that you can just click your fingers and have a particular birth. Lady Luck has got her influences. We know that this isn't, you don't have a crystal ball for birth, But it doesn't mean that you don't have some control over how you respond to certain things. So sometimes it's that mindset of, right, I can control this. I control how I breathe. I can control what's on my birth plan. I can control how much knowledge I have. I can control who is with me, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to invest energy into what I can control. But I also need to accept and acknowledge there's this stuff. Yep. I can never control. I can't control what day it's going to happen, the time it's going to happen, the traffic, the staff that are on shift. I can't control if my baby decides to tilt its head into a particular position during labor. I can't, there's certain things I can't control, but I can be in a position by remaining calm, using tools and techniques to respond to that as best as I can. So I think, yeah, breathing is a great one. Affirmations is a great one. I think another one that I really like to think about is when you're pregnant, you get obsessed with, or you certainly hear a lot of obsession about diet. What food should you take on? What can you eat? What can't you eat? But what we're not remembering is what are we taking into our brains, people? What input are we digesting that's visual? What are we seeing on TV? And if it's one bun every minute, then you just... No, don't. I was gonna say, don't listen to this podcast if you're gonna watch one every minute as well. It's just switch it off.
It's not helpful.
A whole other podcast on why that is, but I would also include any other birth related self-titled documentary, even things like soap operas or other fictional programs. If there is a forthcoming birth, if there's pregnancy sequences, if there's birth sequences, anything like that, because you, this director, production team led, they want it dramatic or funny. It's not going to be a variation of normal. So feed your brain with really positive imagery. Watch birth stories. Find out somebody who could like give you links to birth stories. Please follow us on our social media and you'll see us always posting links to incredible birth photography. Look at images of normal birth, but also to combat the stories that you are being given unsolicited, read birth stories. And I don't mean read stories of people who've given birth in a stream at sunset. I mean, that's beautiful. Please go for it. If you want to do that, I'm there as your doula. But read stories of where people are powerful and in control and owning their birth in theatres, in labor. No, I don't mean in theatres. I don't mean people are giving birth like in the middle of a musical, as in operating theatre.
I mean, I'd be there.
Let's go back to the theatre. You'd be the best doula for that.
I might be singing along with them, but I'd be there.
Yeah, you know, the whole dance routine going. But in labor wards, in birth centres, at home, get yourself kind of exposed to the reality of normal birth and all its sometimes messy, sometimes loud, sometimes painful, sometimes overwhelming, but the power that you have in birth, and feed your brain with stuff that's going to lift you rather than terrify you.
Yeah. And on that note, other things that might lift you was having a good doula or decent birth support. It doesn't have to be a doula, but we know that when we work with clients, their mindset is usually way more positive because they've got someone that they can lean on and that they can trust that could keep them safe no matter what. That doesn't mean change every part of their birth experience to be this completely physiological process, which is magic every time. It doesn't always work like that, as you said, but you've got someone that's in your corner and you've got someone who you can learn from. You've got someone who can advocate for you, someone to keep you safe. All those sorts of things really impact your mindset because you've got someone who is looking out for you and you know that they're there with you, for you, and on your behalf. And that can change your mindset hugely.
You don't have to do it. You're alone, do you? Your mindset shifts and you have a freak out or you have a panic, you need to trust that the people around you, doula aside, are going to be able to look you in the eye and give you that unconditional, whatever it is that you need, whether that's your mum, your sister, your friend, your husband, your partner, whatever. But they need to be able to have the right mindset to give you that. It cannot be, oh yeah, I'm scared of that too. You know, leave your shit at the door and go all in with unconditional, you are a warrior, you've got this, what do you need? And that, I think, is really the thread that has to run through all of this mindset work. Because from the very beginning, if your own family and your own friends are going to feed that negativity, it's not going to work. No. You can't do this on your own. You can't do this in a vacuum. So it's potentially some tools are blocking certain people, avoiding certain people at work, trying to protect your space and have boundaries. Because this is temporary, but it's also a very vulnerable period.
Yeah. And I think one of the last and leaning tips I think I would suggest is to lean into your instincts, trust your instincts. That doesn't always mean positive. That means if you're in there, you know your body and your baby better than anyone else, something doesn't feel right, lean into that. But otherwise, because your body will tell you when it's not something not quite right. So do lean into it, but lean into your instincts positively, kind of like allow your body to do what it needs to do and trust that it's doing the right thing for you and your baby. And again, it's hard to do that if you've not worked through and done all the process and learned everything and everything else. But that is why if you actually invest in yourself through that pregnancy, that is going to what pays dividends to the birth, because you can learn how to be more in tune with your body and your mind, and then you just lean into that more in that birth space, and voila, like that the outcome is usually 10 times better. I mean, the last birth I attended, it was a first birth 3 hours start to finish, kind of at home on the bathroom floor, people telling her to get up and go to come in because there's no midwives to send out. Yeah, instinctively she was like, no, baby's coming, I'm staying here, and that's what happened.
Do you think that was, obviously you don't know what births would be like in the absence of things that people have done, you know, it's, but do you think that did that person have a very positive mindset? Do you think their mindset influenced what they did?
100%. She knew she had the best birth team around her. Her partner was fully on board with everything. They had learned everything they could about birth. They attended hypnobirthing classes. They had the mindset. They had the affirmations. They knew exactly what they wanted and they knew how to prepare for it. But she was so in tune with her body because she was so in tune with her mindset that she knew what was happening. And I think when I was there with her, so much of her birth resonated with my birth, because I felt very similar in the fact that I knew everything that was happening as it was happening. And people don't believe you, but I knew what was happening. So yeah, trust your instincts. You will know what's happening if you allow your body and your mind to connect properly, which is tough, but yeah.
And instincts is a whole other podcast episode, isn't it?
We can all do of that.
So I would definitely say that when it comes to preparing for mindset with that knowledge base, definitely don't feel that you absolutely can only do that by investing financially in a course. Don't get us wrong, we will always advocate for investing in birth preparation, whether that's antenatal courses, hypnobirthing courses, doula support, but there is lots and lots and lots of free stuff you can find. There are incredible accounts on social media. There's also some not so great stuff, but you'll know if it fits in with you and it really builds you and lifts you and motivates you and makes you feel more empowered and informed, then you're probably in the right space. And so
we can tag those, can't we? We'll tag them in.
Put some tags at the end of the description for this episode so you can go and find a place to start. But there'll be loads more stuff coming from us. But hopefully this has given you a really good insight into how to get a positive mindset and just how that can influence your birth experience.
Thanks for listening to the Doula Doula podcast with me, Leanne from Birthhood.
And me, Meg from Birth Evolution. It's been great to have you here with us as we chat about all things pregnancy, birth and postnatal.
We'd love to know what you think, so please do leave us a review. Follow both Meg and I on socials and share with your friends too. They'll be really glad you did.
Don't miss future episodes as there's so much more to come. Hit follow so you never get Doula Doula FOMO.